this culture, we always encouraged the feminine, the women to be really wild. You should see the ancient literature in this country, where poets are saying, what to do with a domesticated woman? So, it always encouraged the feminine to be fiery and wild. We domesticated women because we wanted to breed and raise families and do things. So here is one that you cannot domesticate. Wild, very fiery, but absolutely compassionate, because these are not contradictory qualities in a being. All these things come together. Only those who have come out of moral education, only those who are born in a moral class, I don't know how it happens, but it happens. They're so moral, nobody can be born, but it happens. People who are born in a moral class, they think compassion and fierceness cannot go together. They would think love and vengefulness cannot go together, but that's how it always goes in life. That's how nature is. The most beautiful is always the most dangerous. Have you seen a cobra? Close up. Have you seen a cobra? It's the most beautiful thing. One extra step, you'll be dead. That's how it is. One moment of unawareness, you'll be dead. But it's the most beautiful creature you can see. So that's how life comes, and she's just pure life, untamed life, just life in its fiery highest possibility, but untamed. These are the punctuation marks of my life. I never got the grammar right. This whole nonsense about a guru being always loving, compassionate, eyeballs rolled up. I don't fit into that. I changed everything about myself, just everything. The very way I breathe, the way I sit and stand, I changed myself completely when the vision of Dhyanalinga arose in me and I knew with the kind of wilderness that I am, I would never get the necessary goodwill in the society to do it. So I completely changed everything about myself. After the Dhyanalinga was over, once he stood there, I thought I won't be around, but when I had to be, then I started sort of making some changes. Now I can't hide anymore. She will be a living manifestation every day. But anybody who experiences her will know whoever created her is not. So, she's a roar. She is like a scream. She is not gentle, nice, that kind. You can never domesticate her. So what's the use? That's the whole thing, there is no use. Just life. Life is not a utility. Life is a phenomena that needs to be experienced. Life is not a milking cow that you could milk so many liters of milk from it. Life is just the most fabulous phenomena that we have known, or we have not known, whichever way it is. So, to manifest that phenomena in as many ways as possible, that's the only work ultimately. What is the use? What is the use? No use. A dog which is chained looks at the tiger in the forest and thinks, what is the use of his life? He just loiters around. I bark, I wag my tail. What is the use of a tiger? No use. But it's a tiger, not wood tiger. Because if I say tiger, most people are thinking golf balls and I don't know what else. So no, we are talking about tiger, tiger burning bright, that tiger. So, always Devi was depicted as riding a tiger or riding a lion or a tiger, just to show that she is just a phenomena. It's not something that you can use. And the whole of life is like that. If you are with it, there's an immense benefit. If you're not with it, you can never use it. How could you use the sky? You learn to use the planet, but how could you use the sky? If there was no space, how would the planet exist? But you cannot use the space, isn't it? That is the greatest phenomena, but you cannot use it. So whatever is the greatest phenomena cannot be used. If you learn to use yourself to become a part of it, life happens fabulously well. That's all.